Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that works just as hard as you do. You give 150% to your business, and so does your card. With 1.5 times membership rewards points on select purchases, you earn rewards that can take your business further. And with complimentary access to more than 1,400 lounges globally, including the Centurion Lounge, you can stay up to speed no matter where your business takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Let's start with Trump. He was in Arizona talking to supporters, made some controversial statements, per usual. He said the Panama Canal.
Yes.
Shout out to my brother Panama, and shout out to all the Panamanians out there.
Absolutely.
On Eastern Parkway. but he said that we've been getting ripped off by Panama for years, and if they don't start to treat us more fairly, then we should take back the Panama Canal. Now, for historical reference, the Panama Canal, one of the most important creations of the 20th century.
Yes.
Early, I think it was like 1920 when it started development. So before that, ships, cargo had to go all the way down to Argentina, like past Chile, past Argentina, right? To go to the other side of the world, right? And obviously that causes a lot of issues, right?
Yeah.
Whereas with the Panama Canal, it was a split that they built. They built the Panama Canal. Didn't happen overnight. Like, they had to build a waterway through Panama to actually let ships and cargo flow, which actually connects, like, you know, the western part of the eastern hemisphere, like the Californias of the world and Texas and stuff like that, to the west, to the east. So billions of dollars, probably trillions of dollars over the course of time, right? As far as cargo and shipments, and it's very important, even to this day. So the historical part of it is that America played a major part in building the Panama Canal. Mm-hmm. And maintained ownership for a while. It was America had full ownership of it. started to cause problems in Panama. They started to have, you know, different protests saying it was imperialism, and they wasn't happy that America owned something on their grounds, obviously, right? Yeah. So I think Jimmy Carter was the president in the late 70s, and at that time, it was a strong push against communism. So they looked at it like it was a way to kind of appease Central America and South America, yeah. And agreed. They had an agreement to have the Panamanians take over the Panama Canal. I think in 1999, it was reasserted and done. And Panama has been in control of the Panama Canal for a while now.
You're a whole historian. Hold on.
You got to give historical context sometimes. Tie this into real time.
Yeah.
Trump has a hotel in Panama. Mm. Panama has effectively tried to kick Trump out because they're saying that he's guilty of tax evasion. So as news broke that he was getting kicked out of the country and his hotel was, and that he's going to be under investigation of tax evasion, miraculously, he decides to randomly say that we need to have better trade deals with Panama Canal. And if we don't, we have all legal rights. Let's play the clip, actually. Let's play this.
Has anyone ever heard of the Panama Canal? Because we're being ripped off at the Panama Canal like we're being ripped off everywhere else. The fees being charged by Panama are ridiculous, highly unfair, especially knowing the extraordinary generosity that has been bestowed to Panama. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America in full, quickly, and without question. I'm not going to stand for it.
So in that clip, he's saying that we have the legal authority to take back the Panama Canal. So, okay, that's a whole history lesson, how we got up to date and all of this stuff. What's your thoughts on this?
Just because you could does not mean you should. I think we have a bunch of issues we need to fix, but what an amazing coincidence, as you illustrated, that he's going to get kicked out and all of a sudden he wants to wage war, take land as an act of war all of a sudden. Listen, if Vice President Musk hasn't said it, I don't believe it. So when Elon say we're going to take Panama, then I'll believe it. But until then, Trump, this is not a great idea. You could have waited. The timing could have been better, but no. And I think we've made too many enemies, and we're not strong enough as a country to keep acting as the way we did in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I don't think that shit is going to fly now. But what do you think?
It reeks of imperialism. It reeks of entitlement. It reeks of, you know, all of the things that we talk about. And, you know, Trump, I mean, he took it a step farther by putting a post on Instagram, on his official Instagram page. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
With the Panama Canal with a flag in the waters. Like, it's like an artificial intelligence picture.
Yeah.
And it says the American Canal, something like that, like the American Canal. And man, it's just a real ignorant way to rule. And like I said, I don't have anything personally against Trump. I think that, you know, a lot of stuff that he does, I agree with. But, you know, to have personal vendettas on countries because...
What specifically before they clipped it up? Let's not give them fodder for the holidays.
What specifically, what do I agree with?
On Trump, yes.
I mean, you know, we said a bunch of different stuff in the past. Like
protecting the borders.
Protecting the borders, him being harder on China, him,
yeah.
You know, there's different things. Like, you know, it's like, it's, there's certain things that I agree with. Yeah. But, you know, it's just a real ignorant way to go about diplomacy. Like, you're supposed to be a diplomat before anything. The president of the United States is supposed to be a diplomat. And
well, we know he was never that, though. That's why I made that. I'm like, he's not in Cameron or Jim's. He ain't a dipset, bird gang, none of that. Trump's a different animal, yo.
No, that's a fact. But it's just a really ignorant way to carry yourself as a world leader. And it's over a personal gripe. That's why it's nothing about us getting unfair trade deals. Because if that was the case, why didn't you say this 4 years ago when you were? Why didn't you say this on the campaign trail? Why all of a sudden you're getting charged for tax evasion in Panama? You feel like you're being unfairly targeted personally, so you're going to take it out on the country. This is the habit that he's done over and over and over again, right? Where it's like if people have personal attacks on him, then he uses his political power to go against his allies. That's what happens in dictatorships.
Yeah.
That's what happens in dictatorships. That's what a dictator does.
Yeah.
So
and on top of that, like to not even be in office, I think it's a mistake that maybe a few presidents have made, but the first maybe 10 or 15 issues that you talk about publicly need to benefit the people first. Most Americans don't even know where Panama is, let alone give a fuck if this canal gets there. Like, you're focusing on the wrong thing. And while America does need a change, if he does not keep focus, this is not going to end well for him.
And our policies in Central and South America has been strictly economic imperialism from the beginning. And read the book, The Economic Hitman, Confessions of the Economic Hitman. Watch the documentary on YouTube. It's all, like, watch the documentary if you don't want to read the book. But it pretty much, in a nutshell, talks about mainly Africa and Central and South America, but a lot of the countries in Central and South America where the economic policy for America, for this goes back since the 1950s, CIA. This is not a conspiracy. This is a fact. Economic policy is to go into countries and to corrupt the leadership and to extract natural resources for cheap and keep the leadership wealthy while the vast majority of people starve. If said president does not accept bribery, then the next option is to kill the person. And when they're dead, then the next person that's taking their shoes is going to accept the bribery because they've seen what happened. And it's bad karma. That karma has no expiration date.
No.
And that's the thing that people really need to understand. Like, karma has no expiration date at all. And man, it's just like you just go back, and it's just like, even like Saudi Arabia, they had a king years ago, and he was, you know, they had the oil embargo, and I remember they were saying that, you know, he told America, like, look, America said if you don't lift this oil embargo, we're gonna bomb your oil fields. And he said, well, our ancestors lived off milk and dates, so we can go back to that. And shortly later, he was shot in his face by his nephew, who surprisingly, for some reason, had just visited the U.S. the week before. Coincidence?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Philadelphia is beautiful that time of the year.
So it's like, you know, man, it's just like America's foreign policy has just been it's been a bully boy. And the crazy thing about it is that most American citizens have no idea about this stuff, right? And we're so naive, and we just have such a viewpoint of, like, that everything that is happening is in the benefit of America, and America's this upstanding country. But you got to be honest with yourself, and you got to do the research, and you got to understand that the exploitation that we've done all over the world. So whenever you start to talk about taking land from people, right, like, that's a mindset, that's a colonizing European Western mindset, right? Yeah. That after a while, people's not going for that anymore. Like, you can only be a bully. A bully is only going to be a bully for so long until he gets punched in his face, and then he's not a bully anymore.
Who can punch America in the face?
China, and that's what China is doing, because China is taking a different route. China is friendly imperialism.
Yes,
they're not saying like, okay, we're taking your railroad system. They'll say, okay, we're gonna loan you $50 billion.
Yeah. Let's invest into your infrastructure. Yep.
We're gonna give you terms. This is another form of economic hitman, by the way. We're gonna give you terms that you're not gonna end up paying.
You're never gonna pay back. Yes.
You're gonna default on your loan, and as a result, then we'll own it. But at least they're doing it the legal way.
Yeah.
Predatory, for sure. But at least they're not saying they're not coming with guns and just saying, this is our military, we're stronger than you, and we're going to take over, and it's nothing you can do about it.
Which one is worse? The get down and lay down, or act like I'm your friend and loan you the money where I know you can't pay it back? Like the Chinese company has all the parking garages and parking meters in Chicago. Nobody better than I.
I like Zach Levine. I think that's better because you still making a conscious decision to do business with China. They're not forcing you. You know what I mean? Like, they're not forcing you.
Economic extortion is very fascinating.
But this whole shit was fucked up since the World Bank. Because they really put countries.
Jingle bell, jingle. What? What? The who?
Okay.
Harlem World Bank?
To be continued.
Hold on, my boy. Okay.
All right. You worked hard to lay the foundation for your contracting business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can keep building it up with a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. And since you earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you get even more from on-site overseeing. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.